This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in March, the lowest in more than 2 years. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
That puts the state's unemployment rate roughly in line with the national rate of 3.6%, according to the state labor department. Colorado added 5,800 non-farm jobs in March. The leisure and hospitality industry had the largest gains, while construction suffered the biggest losses. Data show Colorado has gained back all the jobs lost in March and April of 2020 as the pandemic took hold of the economy. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Researchers at CU Boulder are working to improve COVID-19 forecasting. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Local surges of COVID-19 infections have been hard to predict, and that's left public health agencies scrambling to respond. Scientists at CU developed a new technique to help with forecasting. Researcher Morteza Karimzadeh says it uses artificial intelligence and anonymized Facebook data on friendships and social mobility to make forecasts more accurate.
Hopefully, using so much data that we've collected in the past few years, we can do a better job of being a little more proactive.
The team submits weekly projections to a national COVID forecast hub. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is back from Poland, where he observed efforts to help Ukrainian refugees. He says other countries still worry that war could spill into nearby NATO territory.
These are folks who have been invaded by Russia before. They have a long view of history, and they're worried about it. And that's also why you see countries like Finland and Sweden, who have for a very long time deferred on NATO membership. They are now expected in the next couple of weeks to make a decision to join NATO.
Crow serves on both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. A jury has found Denver-based DaVita and its former CEO, Kent Thierry, not guilty of antitrust violations. The dialysis company and its chief executive were accused of conspiring with competitors to suppress competition by agreeing to not recruit each other's executives. This is CPR News.